The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. So often, we look to nature for inspiration. A thing like birdsong, bright and lilting, can so easily conjure in us a sense of hope or joy. And yet, there are times when, no matter what the birds sound like, hope and joy feel plain off-key. How can we glean a sense of comfort or consolation from a natural world that is itself imperiled? Let's say there is purpose and clarity in the natural world, but what if it doesn't belong to us? What if the birds and the trees have arrived at genuine hope and joy through centuries of behavior distinct from ours? It wouldn't surprise me. Neither would it surprise me if these creatures, our neighbors on the planet, were to look at the racket and the spectacle of our human lives and crave the power to tune it out. Once, on a bus in rural Mexico, riding along low, cattle-strewn hills, I was struck by how much they looked like the hills I'd grown up with in California, only different. They were free of billboards and buildings, houses built on stilts. The road was even different, narrow, unobtrusive, deferential to the landscape. And it choked me up to think how much more beautiful the earth would be without us. But here we are, projecting our appetites, fantasies, and fears into the air we all share. At the turn of the 19th century, poet and novelist Thomas Hardy wrote The Darkling Thrush, a poem in which the sight and sounds of nature coax out the poet's own fears about the dawning century. It's an instance where looking out at the world makes him more mindful of the worrisome capacities that we, as humans, possess. It's a poem that continues to feel useful now, as we find ourselves just two bewildering decades into the 21st century. The Darkling Thrush by Thomas Hardy. I leant upon a coppice gate when frost was specter gray and winter's dregs made desolate the weakening eye of day. The tangled vine stems scored the sky like strings of broken lyres, and all mankind that haunted nigh had sought their household fires. The land's sharp features seemed to be the century's corpse outlent, his crypt the cloudy canopy, the wind his death lament. The ancient pulse of germ and birth was shrunken hard and dry, and every spirit upon earth seemed fervorless as I. At once a voice arose among the bleak twigs overhead, in a full-hearted evensong of joy illimited. An aged thrush, frail, gaunt, and small, in blast-beruffled plume, had chosen thus to fling his soul upon the growing gloom. So little cause for carolings of such ecstatic sound was written on terrestrial things afar or nigh around, that I could think there trembled through his happy goodnight air some blessed hope whereof he knew and I was unaware. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.